When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Just want to see if you could update. You got a lot of injuries. I'll just start with the quarterbacks, Daniel and Tyrod. Anything on those two guys?
Ty's in the protocol, and Daniel's feeling a little bit better today. We'll just see how that goes.
Do you anticipate signing a quarterback in the next, 24 hours or so?
We'll probably work out a few quarterbacks. Whether we sign them or not, I think that's dependent on some of these guys here.
Thanks.
Yep.
Tom Kahneman.
Hey, Brian. You go over some of the other injuries like Evan Neal and Galladay and Julian, and the list is on and on, it seems.
Evan Neal should be okay. Galladay, we'll see how it goes towards the end of the week. I'd say it doesn't look promising. Who's the other one? Sorry.
Julian.
We'll see how that goes, too. He's in protocol as well.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bob Brookover.
Hey, Brian, if Galladay can't go, is a receiver another place where you might need to bring some guys in to work out this week?
We'll see. I mean, we have three guys on the practice squad we like. There's some other guys. We'll see where they're at, whether that be Kadarius, Wandell. We'll see where those guys are at here as the week goes on.
Are either of those guys, were you encouraged by going into this week?
I think they're all making progress. Again, Monday, so they got a couple days here. We'll see where they're at once we get done, call it Thursday.
And one other thing I want to ask you is, sure. did you feel like Tay Crowder played his best game so far yesterday? And if so, why?
No, I think he played a good game. Made a lot of tackles, was instinctive. Like all of us, still things to clean up, but I thought he played well.
Thank you.
Yep.
Jordan Renan.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Jordan.
Where are you at that wide receiver position right now in general? Do you maybe expect any of the other guys back? And if not, it looked like you almost catered your game plan around that last week. Is that sort of where you have to go moving forward?
No, I'd say we catered it to playing the Bears, what we thought we needed to do. I think Kadarius and Wandell are making progress, so we'll see where those guys are at. And then Stills, I thought, Slay came in and gave us some good reps, and then Richie's been dependable for us. So, depending on those other two guys, and then, again, the three guys on the practice squad, we brought Marcus up. Polk and Pimpleton have done a good job. We're continuing to work with those guys. So I think we'll see, more towards the end of the week.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky, they're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game. That's my game,
bro. Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Brian. This is not the first time you've had to deal with concussions. You know, obviously, in your coaching career, you've got two guys in the protocol now. Is anything that happened last week with Tua and maybe what you're being mandated through the league now is changing in any way, shape, or form what you would have done 2 weeks ago with two players in the protocol?
No, I think I we take every injury serious here, and we try to, you know, do everything we can do to put the player's best interest in mind. That's what we'll always do.
And one more thing with Daniel. He's obviously, you know, he's not a pocket passer per se. You know, you roll him out and move him a lot. Do you look at him differently as a quarterback because he obviously can throw, but he's got a ankle issue. You know, he's got an issue here that maybe if he can't move, he can't play kind of thing.
Well, I just think we take it, you know, each day we take a look at him. He can throw from the pocket just fine. Obviously, he has another skill set that you can utilize, whether that's, you know, move the pockets or some zone reads. So I'd say that, you know, the first thing we need to do is make sure he's as healthy as can be. And if he can, you know, do the things we need him to do for that game plan, then, you know, we talk about it. If he can't, then he can't.
Is there any game plan involving Daniel that would not include him using his legs?
I'd say it depends on the team we're playing. You know, I've had a lot of guys, I've coached a lot of guys that can move and, you know, our dual threat quarterback. Sometimes you use more than others each week. I think it depends on who you're playing and the game plan that we think is good for that week.
Thanks.
Yep.
Brian Dunleavy.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Two questions for your quarterbacks. What do you need to see from Daniel this week? Like, I guess what I'm asking is, could he, like, not practice, and because he's played so much and knows so much, like, just play if he's ready to go on Sunday? Or does he need to be part of team reps all the way through, you know, Friday to play?
Yeah, I'm just going to take it each day and see how he is. If he can, you know, practice and go out there and perform the things we need him to do, great. If he needs a day, he needs a day. I think it's case by case with all those guys. He's obviously played a lot of football, and you know, I trust him and where he's at. I just think that, you know, we, you know, as a coaching staff, got to do a good job of watching him, evaluating him, you know, getting all the information we need to get to make the best decision for him and the team as we can.
And then is there a scenario, it seems like there would be, is there a scenario where Davis Webb is your starting quarterback on Sunday? And if so, what's your, I don't want to say what's your confidence level, because I know you have confidence in everybody, but what do you see that he does well if he has to play in a regular season game for the first time in his career, bulk of a game?
Yeah, I think you try to plan for every contingency plan that you may or may not have throughout the week. That'll certainly be one of them. You know, again, I don't want to, you know, guess right now on Monday where all the other guys are going to be. But I think you know, Davis has been in our offense for quite some time. You know, he knows the ins and outs of it. So if he has to play, you know, we'll do everything we can, and I know he will, to be ready to play. But in terms of where we're at that point, I don't think we're at that point just yet to make a decision. We'll let this thing play out.
Thanks.
Yep.
Tom Rock.
A couple of quick ones for you, Brian. Did you have a problem with the hit on Tyrod that led to the concussion? It looked like it may have been helmet to helmet.
No, that happens quick. I mean, he scrambled around. And again, I thought, you know, he knew what he needed for the first down, and I thought the defender made a good play on it. You know, it was a, you know, quick bang-bang play.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game. That's my game, bro.
Are you signing Landon Collins?
We're going to work him out. But we work out, and that was, I'd say Joe had that set up before the week even started. So, again, we work a lot of people out. I think we'll continue to do that. You know, we did that where we were last place. We'll do that. We'll work as many people out each week to continue to evaluate players and see, you know, whether it's this week, whether it's down the road, whether it's an emergency case. I think there's a lot of things that go into it, but that's just part of the preparation process on Joe's end and really for our end too.
And then last one from me. It's kind of a, you know, a unique week here with the trip to London at the end of it. How does that change any of the things that you want the players to focus on this week in terms of rest, all the other things that go into it? And how does that change how you're going to does it affect at all how you're going to handle your quarterback decision as we get closer to the game?
Well, we've made adjustments this week in terms of whether it's reps, no pads. I think, you know, Laura Young, along with a lot of other people in the organization, have done a really good job of preparing for this week ahead of time. We'll have a meeting here at 3, call it 3:30, after special teams is done to kind of go through things regarding that trip. Again, it's my first time going across seas to participate in a football game. We look forward to it. Not much longer travel time than it is to go to the West Coast, so we'll just try to do our job during the week to get ready. I think the sports science staff, the trainers, like I said, Jim Fallon, the LY, they've done a good job of getting ready so we could concentrate on the teams we were playing and give them a brief rundown of some things to expect. Be about four people that talk today in the meeting. Jerry, LY, Dr. Lonnie, and Lee Weiss will all kind of address their certain areas so we feel as prepared as we can before the preparations really start. We'll clean up yesterday's game, go through that, and then they'll have their day off, and it'll be a fairly normal week other than we travel on Thursday.
We have time for a few more. Pat Leonard.
Hey, Brian. What is Daniel's injury?
He has a ankle.
Is it a sprained ankle? Like no fractures?
Yeah, no, he's fine in that regard. He's got an ankle. It's sprained. We'll see where he's at.
High ankle sprain?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it.
And wanted to ask you about some other guys I don't think were touched on. Mark Lewinsky, Aaron Robinson, Henry Mondo, Aziz Ojulari, Kayvon.
Let's go one at a time.
All right, Mark Lewinsky.
He should be okay.
Aaron Robinson.
Probably not.
Henry Mondo.
Probably not.
That's good news. It's not season ending then.
Nope.
Aziz?
Aziz, we'll kind of see where he's at here on Wednesday when he gets back.
And Kayvon?
Kayvon should be okay.
And Ward, last one.
Ward will be okay.
Thank you.
Yep, you got it.
We'll take one more. Chris Bisignano.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good. I'd like to talk about your tight ends. You obviously went a lot with big personnel yesterday, and I think if I'm correct, Daniel's 2 touchdown runs, you had 13 out there personnel. If you don't mind, what did you see out of your tight ends, especially Tanner Hudson?
Yeah, I think those guys have made steady improvements. I think Coach Bischoff's done a really good job with those guys. They're smart, they're tough, they're dependable. We thought that was a good personnel package to use. You know, I thought they played well this game for the things that we asked them to do. You know, it's a Bellinger's young, and Tanner Myrick don't have a ton of experience or a ton of production in the league, but these guys have been working their tails off since they've been here. I think they're earning the trust of the coaches to put them out on the field more. In this game, we happen to use a little bit more, you know, multiple tight end sets than I'd say the previous couple weeks. So, but they earned it, and that was part of the plan going into the game relative to deciding what we wanted to do and how we wanted to play. And I think that'll change every week.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.